Praise the Lord. Message number 185. The title of the message is Suffering Part 11. And we'll speak about fasting. And we will tackle it from the book of Ezra. We know that the king of Persia, God used him to rebuild the temple of God, and he announced that all the Jewish whom God had put in their heart to go back to Jerusalem, they can move back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of God. Israel at that time was the leading priest among them, and God used him to bring the people back to Jerusalem. And it was a journey in front of Israel. He was responsible on the group of people who went back, and there were with him more than 2,000 people. It is recorded in the book of Ezra chapter 8. And in front of him a long journey, a dangerous journey, and he had to face and achieve the task that was entrusted to him. In the same way, maybe the message will reach you today, and you are about to take certain task or challenge in your life, certain time that you cannot avoid it, you have to go through it. Same with Jesus when he faced the cross, he have to pass through it. Israel and the people of God with him was in front of them a long, dangerous journey, and they have to achieve the task with them, children, women, and articles of the temple, gifts, gold and silver, and other things entrusted to them. They need to bring it safely to the house of the Lord so that they can rebuild the house of God. We will read Book of Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 to verse 23. In the heart of all this dilemma that Israel was passing through with the people, let us read what Israel did to solve that problem, or to make that challenge or task or journey or trip easy. There by the Ahava canal, I proclaimed a fast, so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions. I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from enemies on the road, because we had told the king, "The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him, but his great anger is against all who forsake him." So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and he answered our prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for the hope we have and we had received from you. Oh Lord, I do pray that the message will bring revival, hope, assurance, take the anxiety away, to take the worries away from the heart and mind of your people, of your church. Lord, that the mission trip and the journey that is ahead of us that we need to take till we meet you on the air in eternity, that we'll take it by faith, trusting you that you who have started a good work in our life, we'll be faithful to complete it until you come and take us to heaven. Lord, anoint my lips and raise the message and add statement and verses so that your word will be proclaimed and your will be declared in full. I pray that the message will help those who are in need of it. I pray also that the purpose of sending this word of yours shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Israel, when he led the people of God from exile back to the promised land, he faced a great challenge. The long journey with bandits and dangers along the way. Consequently, he would ask the king of Persia for soldiers and horsemen. That was ahead of him. That is in front of him and he can do it. Or he have another option, or he would rely on God for the task. As we have read, at the division of the two roads, Israel remembered who God is, and he remembered what he had told the king of Persia before about God. What Israel and the people, they said to the king of Persia about our God? They said to him, the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him, but his great anger against all who forsake him. You know, if Israel would ask help and put hope on the Persian king, not only he would have insulted God, but he will be belittling himself and the people with him. He already had said to the king of Persia that we have a great God, and as we look on him, his gracious hand will be on us. Then how they will go and tell the king, oh please, can you help us? It means they are saying to him, our Lord, I think will not be able to make it for us. That's why we came to you. So they have no other way. They cannot go to the king. It is very shameful now for you to go and knock the door of the people and you ask them, please you help me. How about the God who saved you? How about the God that you are telling the people about to come to follow him? It cannot be. As you hear the message, God sent this word right now to you to build up your faith and to restore your hope and to him, and do as Israel did. What he did and the people with him, they went and knocked the door of the Lord by prayer and fasting, what he said. So we fasted and we petitioned our God about this, and he answered our prayer. Fasting is an act of humbling before the Lord. What he said here, so we fast so that we might humble ourselves before our God. We humble ourselves before God's provision. We humble ourselves in a prayer and fasting, relying on God's protection. And in a prayer and fasting, we are relying on the ways of God, not on our own ways. In the prayer and fasting, we get rid of relying on food and material things for strength. When we pray and fast, we say, Lord, we don't depend on food, on a drink, or on medicine for our strength, but we rely on you. Give us the Holy Spirit to strengthen us to do this trip and to achieve this challenge. By prayer and fasting, we depend on the Holy Spirit of God to sustain us. To kneel in front of God is an act of sincerity, asking favor and petition from Him. We must come boldly at the feet of Jesus at His cross and ask Him our needs. Yes, you need to pray without ceasing. Knock the door and shall be opened. Knock only His door and don't go to other doors. Wait for Him. We need to wait for Him to open for us. We ought to show boldness and integrity and consistency in these acts of prayer and fasting while we sit along with our Lord. We sit at His feet, at His door, waiting for Him to open for us and to bless us and to relieve us. We must know that every session of prayer will achieve certain assignment of the task. In front of Israel and the people, long journey, and every session of prayer and every day of fasting, it cover up certain distance of the trip that they are going to take. As we pray and fast, God will remove threats from our lives. As we pray and fast, God will remove fears from our hearts and minds. Dangers and bandits, evildoers and threats and work of devil will be around us, but through prayer and fasting, God will surely spare us. The enemy may be near us, but through prayer and fasting, they will not touch us. Our burden will be lifted up by prayer and fasting, and we will reach our destiny safely. And as Israel testified, we will also testify. What Israel testified in Israel chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 32, what he say? On the 12th day of the first month, we set out from the Ahava canal to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and He protected us from enemies and bandits along the way. So we arrive in Jerusalem, where we rested 3 days. He testified that God was with us, the hand of our God was on us, and He protected us from enemies and from bandits and from dangers, and we arrived safely to Jerusalem. We learn from this scripture, Israel chapter 8, certain things about prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting will direct us to put our hope on God and not on kings. At that time, the king of Persia was there. Sometimes we put our hope on our boss, our colleagues, our spouse, our leaders, our national heroes, or we put our hope on worldly people and or other social and public figures. You might put your hope on governors, rulers, or kings. But what we learn from the scripture, that God can do more than all those figures or people that you might tempted to put your hope on them. We ask help from the Lord. We don't ask help on or rely on them, because as you trust these figures, ultimately, when you trust people, those figures will become an idols or gods for you. In this way, When you trust people and you rely on them and they become your idols, that will ignite God's anger. As well as, you will not be able to receive neither from God nor from those people. When you rely on people, those people that you think they will give you, they will neither give you, nor God will give you, because God is already angry, and out of his anger, he will not allow anyone also to help you, but rather rely on God, and God, he will bring the people who will direct you to the people, or he will direct people to help you. What we learn from the scripture? Prayer and fasting will direct us to put our hope on God and not on soldiers and horsemen. Israel would be able to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen. Soldiers and horsemen, this represents human power and authorities. You may put your hope on human achievements, degrees, establishments, money, or treasures, or profession, or skills, and you might think that this will bring a benefit to you while you are facing enemies or threats. God does not want you to rely on material things or to any power other than him. God want you to be strong and he wants you to rely fully on the power of the Holy Spirit to face life, troubles and challenges. It's really a beautiful scripture. And any threats or task or challenge you are facing or troubles ahead of you in your life, you need to do the same as Israel and the people of God with him did. They faced the challenge with a prayer and fasting. And from the scripture, we learn they pass successfully the journey and they reach their destination. From the scripture, we learn good tips, good points to help us or to help you in your struggle in facing the coming journey ahead in your life. First point is how you face the task or the challenge. First, remember what God had done to his people in the Bible. The stories in the Bible, how God saved his people when they rely on him. Not only here in Israel, what God did to Israel, what God did to Moses, what God did to David, what God did to the apostles, what God did to the early church. Sit with God and let the Holy Spirit remind you of these events and scriptures. And also remember your past. What God had done to you in the past. And how he delivered you from certain trials or problems. Take all this collection and let be all these things an encouragement for you to rely once more on God and trust him, that he can do it once again for you. The second point here from the scripture that we had read in the book of Ezra chapter 8 verse 21 to verse 23, Ezra brought the people back to the promised land. You should know that. Put it in your heart, in your mind, that the only true journey is the journey of repentance and the journey of bringing the people back to God and back to his real good plan for them. Ahead of you a task, ahead of me a task, ahead of the church a task. There are people who are in exile, who are in bondage, in sin and darkness. God wants them to go back to Him. God wants to bring them finally with us in heavenlies in the New Jerusalem. And me and you are the leaders who need to bring them back to God, back to the good plan of God in their life. The third point from the scripture that we read from Israel, never be tempted to put your trust on people or on human figures. God may use people to help you, but you don't put your trust on people. Put your trust on the Lord. Next point, never be tempted to put your trust on material things as a source for your strength and success. You might have money, you might have degrees, you might have people you know, you might have certain privileges, but don't rely on them. And also don't boast about them. God may use what you have. As a good steward, God may use the thing that He gave you to relieve you. But don't yourself take the initiative and use these things without the approval or the go signal of the Lord. Maybe you have money and your problem can be solved by money, or the journey, the next trip can be solved by money. But maybe the Lord does not want you to use that money that you have for such things. Still, don't trust the material things as a source of power. Trust the Holy Spirit. He is the only source of power for us to achieve things for us. The Holy Spirit is God, the Holy Spirit. He is the third person. And He is with us. After Jesus left to heaven, He sent us the Holy Spirit. He is God with us, and He will direct us. He is the power for us now. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and we need to rely fully on Him. We need really to rely on the Holy Spirit as a person, as God with us, not on other figures or personnel. We need to rely on the Holy Spirit as the source of all the good things, not on the material things or the resources or the certain privileges that we have. Next point, be ashamed as Israel was ashamed. He did not go to the strong and powerful people who can give him provision and assurance and aid. Why? Because He already spoke about God. People, they know who you are. People, they know you are God's servant. People, they know that you are a man of prayer, a man who relies on the gospel, a man who reads the Bible, a woman who kneels down and pray. People know you are, that you are a prayer warrior. Be ashamed. I'm not telling you don't ask help from people, but don't trust people, trust God. God will bring the right people and He will tell you, now you ask. If you are squeezed and you are afraid, David say, when I am afraid, I trust in you. Don't vent your fear to people and ask support from them. Israel already trusted the gracious hand of God. He said the gracious hand of God upon him, upon everyone who trusts in Him, and His anger against those who forsake Him. Don't forsake God. Rely on the gracious hand of God. Even to the last minute, God will neither leave you nor forsake you. He will come and He will deliver you and He will relieve you. Remember the message that you are hearing this very day. Pray and fast to God. Trust Him that He can grant you success to the journey that you are moving on. The journey toward eternal life, till Jesus would come and take us to heaven. The point here that we may, you may, you might be facing a problem today or journey today, but this is not the final journey. Our journey where we will meet the Lord in the sky in heaven. That is where our final destination, and we need to trust God on that. Our prayer and fasting, that finally Lord will meet you on the air. Trust God that He can sustain you and those who are with you while you are on earth. We are on a long journey, the journey of salvation. People with us, our families, our congregation, the people that God has sent us to preach the gospel and to bring them out of darkness. Those, all of them with us. Prayer and fasting would help us to carry that burden, that we can see it is possible with God. That finally we can see clearly that we'll meet the Lord in the sky with those who are with us. Let me ask you one question. What are your needs that God cannot give? Absolutely none. There is nothing God is not able to give. Every need God can satisfy. But you need to put one thing in your mind, that God would give you your needs and will not give what you want. You need further point that we want to speak, we want to remind you, you need fully trusting God and His Word. You need to continuously read and meditate the Word of God. You know, Israel was a teacher of the law. He was well versed, the Bible tells about Israel. Sometime, even we know the Bible, we read the Bible, but we forget to apply the Word of God. And that's here the challenge. You know, Israel was a teacher. He was about to go and tell the king, but he forget what he know from the God's words. That's why you need to read the Bible, not only to read, continue. You need to meditate and you need to obey, so that your trust on the Lord will be built up, not only as you read, but as you obey. Israel was reminded to obey God and fully trust Him and trust His word and what He promised. But He said that His gracious hand are on those who fully trust Him. He was reminded of God's word. Lord, as I trust you, then I know that I can reach and the people with me safely to Jerusalem. And he rejoiced as he see the victory is sure, and he was assured as he trusts the word of God. One more point, and very important point for you now. Take the lead and be the first to redirect the people to rely fully on God. You are the leader. Israel was the leader. Encourage those who are around you and those who are under your care to throw away all the idols that they are having, including the human figures and the material things. Direct them to the true living God and direct them to His word and His promises. When the people find you like Israel, you will not go to the king, you will not go to the people, but straight direct to the Lord in a prayer and fasting, kneeling and praying and asking petition. They will learn a lesson from you as their leader. Take the initiative, take the lead. Don't be shaken or fighting with the trials. God allow it. Because God wants you to rely on His word. That other people see you as a man of courage, man of faith, man of hope in the Lord. One more point from the scripture. Be assured and praise God from now on that you have the victory from Him, and what you petition Him is granted because you ask by faith and show obedience as you put your trust on God. Let us be assured and praise God from now on. Say, thank you, Lord, for the eternal life. Thank you, Lord, because I know I'll meet you on there. Thank you, Lord, because I know I'll meet you with the people, with my family, with the disciples, with the people that you entrust me to lead into your kingdom. Oh God, I do pray. And I thank you from the depths of my heart for this word of yours that you send to us, to your church, to your servant, to every servant who listen, to encourage us not to rely on people or figures or powers or material things, but to rely fully and trust your word and with your heart of promise. Lord, I do pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose of sending this message, oh God, that you will reap the harvest of many souls to come into your kingdom. Lord, lead us in the way that you want us to be. Oh God, I do pray to strengthen those who are frightened, to increase their faith, those whom their faith is a little bit weakened, strengthen them and send them your word. Remind them to read, remind them of your promises, Holy Spirit, heal them and make them rise up to continue to serve you and walk in your ways. We thank you and we bless you, Lord. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.